Unfortunately, mud will likely be in ample supply this spring. For cattle feeders, mud in open yards is detrimental to cattle performance and efficiency. Warren Rushi, a beef feedlot management associate with South Dakota State University Extension, says anything to alleviate unfit conditions is well worth the effort.
You know, what can we physically accomplish? There always comes a point where now we can't get wheeled vehicles into yards anymore, and we just have to wait it out. But before that happens, we do have some opportunities to perhaps move some snow off of pen surfaces. We can do some things like scraping pens to eliminate any pockets that might hold water. And the other thing, too, is to take a look at, you know, things like fence lines and some of those things to see, you know, is there anything that could be impeding water flow?
Flooding is occurring in southeast South Dakota and is a real possibility elsewhere as temperatures warm and rivers rise. Rushi explains strategic positioning of feed supplies is important just in case water levels rise and make roads impassable.
Start thinking about how do I make sure I don't have to cross this, or if this road, or to minimize how many loads of, whether that's feed, livestock, etc., minimize how much of that I have to do, because some of these roads are going to be, you know, challenging at best to move equipment around. So, you know, as I look around the countryside, I see a lot of people are starting to, you know, working, doing some last efforts to move, you know, hay or feed supplies up close, and that's really wise right now in the areas that aren't experiencing flooding to get ahead of the problem before we can't do anything about it.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.